Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
If you've got a thirst for knowledge that never quits, Brightside Podcasts are just what you need. Whether you're into recent discoveries, space exploration, true stories, or useful tips for self-improvement, psychology, gadgets, or just your day-to-day routine, there's something for everyone. Well, you've taken up running again. It's been so long, and it feels great. And, ow, you're overwhelmed with a jabbing sensation in your side. Is it because you're out of shape? You feel a sharp shooting pain just below your ribs. It's called a side stitch, and they're actually something very common amongst runners. A side stitch usually occurs on one side, hence the name. And sometimes, you might even feel an ache at the tip of your shoulder on the same side, too. This definitely makes it more difficult to continue any activity you've been doing, or even simply breathe. Now, no one knows for sure why this really happens. Some think the unpleasant sensation is caused by the decrease in blood flow to the diaphragm. The diaphragm is a muscle-like tissue below your lungs. It helps you to breathe because, while contracting rhythmically, it assists to expand your lungs. Some foods can cause side stitches too. When your stomach needs more blood for digesting particular liquids or food, your body pulls away more blood from the diaphragm. The second theory claims that you might have side stitches because the ligaments and membrane which hold and connect different bones, muscles, and organs inside your abdomen get irritated. When you're running, the impact pulls all the organs in the region of your abdomen downward. They in turn tug on the ligaments in the upper abdomen, which leads to irritation. This also explains why eating a meal just before you go running can cause a side stitch. So, what have we learned here? Try not to eat right before running and avoid concentrated sugary drinks before and during your training. If you have a side stitch, try to stretch the muscles in your stomach. Then take a deep breath and bend forward to contract these muscles again. This way, you can go on with your running plan. Now, speaking of other anatomical anomalies, for most people, it's impossible to lick their elbows. Yeah, I've tried to. It doesn't matter which angle you opt for, your tongue is simply too short to reach there. Some people are extremely flexible, so they can manage such a feat. But for most of us, nah. You can't hold your nose and hum at the same time. That's because when you're humming, you're actually exhaling. And when both your mouth and nose are closed, the air has nowhere to escape. So, yes, you'll hum for 1 or 2 seconds, but eventually you'll be forced to open your mouth to catch your breath. You're walking down the street in the neighborhood you're not familiar with. You enter a random cafe that looks nice and, hey, you've been here before.
Man.
Or at least that's what you feel at that moment. Déjà vu. It ends as quickly as it started. In French, déjà vu means already seen. Up to 80% of people say they've experienced it at least once. Scientists have different ideas about why this might happen, but most of them agree this phenomenon is related to our memory. According to the first theory, split perception, you have déjà vu because you might have seen that cafe before, but when you spotted it for the first time, you were probably distracted or saw it out of the corner of your eye. Your brain starts forming a memory of what you've seen, even though you don't remember it on the conscious level. That's because you weren't aware of what you were observing. The second theory claims that sometimes your brain kind of glitches. That part of your brain that recalls memories is active, but so is the part that tracks what's going on around you at the moment. And your brain falsely makes you believe that what's happening in the present is also something that has already happened. Theory number three. You see the cafe, but the information about it gets transferred through your brain along 2 separate routes. One delivers this data a bit faster than the other. This makes your brain think that one event is actually 2 different experiences. Pardon me. Do you feel like yawning while watching this? Well, wake up! Actually, some experts say we yawn to stretch our jaw muscles, which causes increased blood flow to our face, neck, and head. Others claim it's a chance for our lungs to stretch and lubricate themselves. There are also those who believe that yawning is some sort of air conditioning system that cools down the blood on the surface of the brain. Yawning is contagious in humans and chimpanzees. Some scientists think yawning could be a social communication tool. It's a way for you to show empathy and match the emotional state of your friend who's yawning. That's why yawning is more contagious when you're with people you're close to than when you look at strangers. Not only yawning, but also sneezing, crying, and laughing might create social bonds when you're in a group of people. When you see two people laughing, you'll probably smile, even though you don't know what they're laughing at. When you hear someone laugh, it stimulates the parts of your brain associated with facial movements. It also encourages your brain to kind of sync up with the other people's emotions. That's why you're likely to have a body reaction when someone's crying, too. Many animals produce tears when they need to flush their eyes to remove some irritants, like dust or dirt, or me. People are the only creatures that cry because of their emotional state. Emotional tears have a different composition than those we cry when we need to flush our eyes. They contain more protein, which means they're falling more slowly. They helped our ancestors signal sadness or distress. But usually, only those people who are nearby can see our tears. It means that no one but the most trusted companions can read those signals. Some animals, like manatees, sea lions, seals, and sea otters, sometimes drink seawater. But their bodies excrete the extra salt, and they can easily handle it. Many animals that live in or near a saltwater environment, like sharks, some birds, snakes, or even fish, have a special body mechanism that helps them get rid of extra sodium. People can't drink seawater. It's toxic for us, because our bodies can't get rid of that much salt. Kidneys are usually responsible for getting rid of too much salt. But to work properly, they need fresh water, and it's impossible to get enough of it from seawater. Your body has a similar muscle structure as the bodies of most primates, for example, chimps. But these animals are way more stronger than us. People haven't managed to develop very powerful muscle fibers, which makes us quite weak. Now, on the bright side, that gives us some other abilities useful for foraging or hunting. We can run marathons, monkeys can't. Even though people are weaker and slower, wild animals are often more afraid of us than we are of them. The reason is partly that we walk upright, not on all fours. Some primates, like gorillas or chimpanzees, stand up in front of other animals when they want to look more threatening. This way, they seem to be bigger than they really are. The same goes for people. We appear bigger, and seeing us walking around, animals think we're more intimidating than we really are. It sometimes gives us enough time to run away before they figure out we're actually harmless. People are naturally not nocturnal creatures, which means we've evolved to sleep during the night and be active during the day. And that's how our bodies, eyes, and brains are wired. Plus, people have something called circadian rhythms. A circadian rhythm repeats roughly every 24 hours and regulates your sleep-wake cycle. In other words, it helps your body figure out when you need to go to bed or when it's time to be active. Light plays a big role here. When it's dark, you get sleepy because your brain floods your body with hormones that lower your temperature, blood pressure, and stress levels. But when it's daylight, your body produces special chemicals that make you more alert. Otherwise, we can turn to coffee. Now, sit up straight for this. Your posture can affect your thoughts. It usually reflects how you feel. Depending on whether you sit in an upright or slouched position, your brain recalls different memories. They're either optimistic, feel-good, and positive, or connected with the events when you felt helpless, powerless, and defeated. See, I'm slouching. Now, it's not much fun when someone tickles you. Most people even find it unpleasant. And still, we start laughing when we're being tickled. In this case, laughing is some sort of natural defense mechanism. When someone tickles you, it triggers the part of your brain that anticipates pain. It makes your brain believe you're in trouble. That's why you begin to laugh. This is a sign of submission. Many people are afraid of the dark, and there's an evolutionary reason for that. Monsters under your bed may seem like a movie scenario, but for our ancestors, they were the reality. They needed to deal with the very real wild animals that mostly hunted them at night. Plus, people were especially vulnerable at that time of the day. Human vision is not adapted to the darkness. Maybe that's where the term midnight snack originated. Uh-oh.